Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Oh, it's episode 98.
Yeah, you just never know, do you? All right, this week I've got an excuse. I've got a bunch of audio clips I'd love to play for you, but they're on tapes. And I took my tape player to this guy to get it repaired, and it was supposed to be done weeks ago. Each week, the guy keeps saying, call me tomorrow. Have it again today. It's not ready yet. So eventually, I will get that reel-to-reel machine back, which will unlock over 500 audio tapes that I have stored under the house in a climate-controlled basement because it's with the wine. But in the meantime, I'm digging around to see what I could find, and I thought, you know, with 97 podcasts to my credit, it wouldn't hurt to dedicate at least one of them to Passing Gas. Oh yeah, that sound you just heard was from an actual CD of farts. It's called Pull My Finger. It's got 99 separate farts, like Air Biscuit, Tanya Farting, and The Long and Winded Road. It even has a couple of songs like Yankee Doodle. And Beethoven's Fifth Movement. God, we're back in seventh grade. But in my radio days, I was around when records would come into a radio station. One year, this record came in called Somebody Farted. It was a big old LP-sized record, only one song on it. Now, of course, we never played it on the air at KLSY, but we did have it in the studio. It was just to get it out of our system. Whenever we felt like, oh, come on, put that on or something, it would get a laugh in the studio. No one ever heard it except for us. And, play one more Celine Dion song and I was going to jump in front of a bus. Somebody farted. Oh, 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 somebody farted. Oh, 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 somebody farted.
Somebody farted. Standing in the welfare line. Not sure who's behind. It wasn't mine. Like the Red Sea. The line just parted. Cause some nasty sucker knew he just had farted. The dance floor's rocking, yes, the place is packed. Somebody ripped one off, everybody moved back. People pointing fingers, grabbed my girl and we departed. Cause some nasty sucker on the floor just farted. Slapping the food stand in a fart made no improvement. Don't know whether to check himself for a bowel movement. We cruising in the car down the street. My girlie says, excuse me, as she farted to the beat. I couldn't believe it. My girl is too sweet. She did it again, ripped a hole in my seat. My girlie farted. Check your pants.
She's fine.
It's disgusting. It's like something rolled up in your body and died inside
of
you. Disgusting. I'm gonna tell you something. That last one was real wet.
She's
fine. Yeah, she was. That's okay. What'd you have for dinner last night? Let me guess. Red beans, huh? Yeah, that's what you had. Red beans. You big red bean eating party woman. Get out of my car. Yeah, I don't want to hear a girl. Just get out my car. Get out my car right now. What you mean you stuck to the seat? Let me give her a hand. Can somebody give me a hand? Get out the seat. Come on. Wait a minute, girl. Now that you're out, now reach around with your right hand and pull them pants out your rear. Yeah, girl, you disgusting slob. Now look at you. Look at you. You messed up my seat. She's a brand new sheepskin. Yeah, girl. You shouldn't have farted like that. My girl is farted. She really did. I don't believe it. We been go to the gas station. And we been here. Yeah, baby, if we ever go out again, I'm bringing me a gas mask. Hey. Woo. Man, that's like 10-day-old chitlin'. That girl's riding. She riding inside. Yay, help me out now. Yeah.
Now, it's not like I didn't take farts seriously, because at one time they had this radio awards thing every year called the Soundies, and believe it or not, one year I got a nomination for Best Parody Song with this.
I guess I just farted.
In here.
And my friends go running and running, 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 running and running.
The party was huge, and so I thought, well, shoot, no one here will ever hear me toot. Didn't think I'd drop people to their knees. Everybody yelling, hey, who cut the cheese? Acting cool with a source of gas and doubt until everybody around me started passing out. Tried to sneak out, but when it leaked out, wasn't long until everybody freaked out. What's that odor? A burned out motor? We're in a swimming pool, we'd be looking for a floater. Everybody was looking at me. What could I say? Someone farted. Oh, okay, I guess I farted. I guess I farted. Control. I'm on a roll. Someone just called the Center for Disease Control.
Hello?
Another one's coming. If you all care, if I were you, I'd plug my nose and head for some fresh air. Could have been the nachos or the jalapeno or that Thai food I ate before I learned we're out of vino.
Breath by breath.
Oh, my lungs are burning.
Guess by guess.
Each are slowly learning.
Open all the windows.
Has the ceiling got a hatch?
One thing's for certain, I sure wouldn't strike a match.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was looking at me. Oh. What could I say? Someone fought it.
I guess I bought it. I guess I bought it in here. I guess I bought it. I guess I bought it in here. I guess I bought it. I guess I bought it in here. I guess I bought it. I guess I bought it in here.
Oh, well, might as well start running.
You know, that's good for now. Let's call it an episode and hope that by next week I get my machine cranked and working and back here where it belongs. Oh, and a tease for a future episode. During a recent visit to Southern California to visit Mom, we're going through bags of old stuff, and lo and behold, there was a cassette labeled Mom and Dad Playing the Battle of the Sexes from 1998. I hope to have that for you next week. Maybe. We'll see. See if the equipment shows up. That's it for me. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week podcast. I really appreciate you listening. And I ask only one thing between this episode and the next episode, and that is, laugh a little, would you?